This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Yeah, hour number two. And I'm about to sound really redundant, but coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load, and it's Wednesday, so this portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're ready if you make the call. You're ready if you join. And joining me, because it is Wednesday and it is the world according to Second Call Defense, is the founder and CEO, Sean Maloney. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. How are you?
I am doing okay. I finally got the new intro done by somebody competent. And I sent that to Sean because Sean's the guy, and Sean was happy with that. But then I sent him one that I can't tell you how much cringing I did when that came to me.
But I loved it.
Please don't tell me that. You like the first one better, though, right?
Yeah, right. But, you know, I like the blunt instrument, too.
Well, the blunt instrument's in the first one.
Yeah.
It's just filtered, and it has effects, and it actually sounds like an audio file and not... Anyway, anybody.
But you know what? You're the artist.
Oh.
You're the artist. The artist with the gun.
Yeah. My paintbrush is 40 or 9. Anyway, well, now we have a new category of self-defense to be concerned about, the post-election riots. Have you had to get involved in any after effects of any of these riots since the special snowflakes got told no?
You know, not yet, but what is disconcerting and is something pretty typical of the Obama administration is you'd think that the President of the United States would take an interest in these riots and say, you know what, folks, that's our system of democracy. You guys need to go home. You know, I know you're hurt, but you need to go home. And, of course, he probably wants to have a beer with them or wants to go visit their families and everything else. But again, he created this mess and he's doing nothing to stop this. And, you know, he's a great negotiator and he's failing to do anything. It just keeps getting worse and worse. And it'll be interesting to see what they write about him down the road.
Well, you know, I saw a cartoon the other day that I put on my Facebook page where he's out there saying, "Can I keep my legacy?" And somebody goes, "Yeah, just like we can keep our doctors." So I know he's worried about his legacy and everything, and I think he goes down as the modern failure. But we'll see.
Right. He actually made Jimmy Carter look like an option.
Yeah. Man, that's makes you think about looking for an overpass to hang yourself. If somebody said that about me, that's what I'm thinking. Now, in the event, you know, there's a couple of things that I'm looking at with these new phenomena. First of all, they're all happening in Clinton land for the most part. The other part that I find interesting is that a lot of them are happening with high school students. Now, how does that complicate matters if I'm an adult? And I mean, I'm an adult, 55 years old. I'm facing 16 high schoolers. I got a zipper on my chest, you know. I can claim disparity of force, but I'm about to sort of equal things. How does that work out?
Well, you know, and when I hit the road and I teach the seminars and we talk about lethal force in the law, it all comes down to one thing. Subjectively, are you in fear of death or serious bodily injury or harm? And certainly from what I've seen on the TV, and these high schoolers, they're brutal. They're beating people nearly to death. And the one that I saw, of course, you know, they were screaming about voting for Trump. But if you're in fear, legitimately in fear of death or serious bodily injury or harm, then you have a right to use lethal force anywhere in America. Of course, wherever that lethal force is used is going to have some different consequences at the end, but that's what second call defense is for, and that's what people have to remember. You know, I feel so good where I live. You know, I know the people, I know the sheriffs, I know the police officers, I know the prosecutor, but I don't know that all those people three counties from me. You know, I don't know them in Cleveland, Ohio. I don't know them in Illinois, and that's why it's important that you have a service like Second Call Defense. And we more than anybody else, and this is the most important thing, and I always said this is the most important thing, is you will have access to an attorney wherever the shooting takes place, and that's key. Having me for something that happened in Nebraska is no good. Doesn't do anybody any good. And that's what we all have to consider is, remember you had Paul Lathrop on. He's in the middle of nowhere, basically. And he was in the middle of a nowhere jail in a nowhere situation and, you know, struggling to find help. And thank God he was Paul Lathrop. What if he didn't know the people that you and I would know like that? You know, it makes a big difference. And second call defense is the big equalizer. And trust me, when you talk to an attorney on their in line and say, you know what, everything's going to be all right, it all starts going downhill again from there. And I've been on the side of a highway. I've been in a house. I've been on the phone with when the police are coming up the stairs. I've heard the conversations. I said, hand the phone to that police officer. And, you know, and I've had to school them and listen, you know, I have to understand. And you have to calm people down on the side of the road. And more often than not, they say, I didn't feel like I was alone. Because trust me, when you're facing whoever it is, the police officers, the sheriff's deputies, no matter who it is, it's you against the world, and you are all alone.
Yeah. Yeah, I've often, you know, I've characterized it as, with Second Call Defense, you're not walking around alone. But apparently I haven't convinced enough people of that just yet. But I'm still working on it. But in the next little bit, you know, in January, a lot of people, and I want to ask you about this, a lot of people are going to be looking at what Trump can do, because Trump can do a lot. There's so many things he can just unwind without having to go to the legislature. So I want to get your take on what you think some of these things are going to be. As well as, in Nevada, are they about to find out in Nevada what they found out in Washington State with I-594?
You better believe it. And unfortunately, when the Bloombergs of the world and Soros comes into town and, you know, whoever's running Apple at whatever point in time and whoever's running Microsoft come into town and they snowball your rights and put them somewhere else, it's really not fair because they're running a campaign of lies. And unfortunately, it is going to be a huge slap in the face. And if things go haywire, I mean, the way the law is written and the way things are passed, you and I are hunting together. I can't even hand you my gun as I cross the fence.
Yeah.
And you know what? Oh, they'll never enforce it like that. Try them. They do it. I see it every day.
Well, I mean, from a safety standpoint, and I mean, they're going to find this out too. It's not going to stop crime at all because criminals.
No.
Criminals couldn't care less about that kind of stuff. The only people that are going to get swept up in this are going to be the guys that are going to be like, here, hold this while I go get a big gulp.
Well, you know, or so many other things, for transfers, for gifts to your kids, anything else that you wanted to do, it's truly not going to stop one crime, not going to stop one murder, not going to make anybody that hears us anywhere in the world any safer. All it does is restrict. All it is another form of gun control. Folks, they don't have to take your guns to be enacting gun control. That's gun control right there. And you know what? The only way it works is when they got them registered, so they got a list. And I have said it before, universal background checks equal universal registration equals universal confiscation. It has happened everywhere. It has been implemented anywhere. Just look it up. It's all there. It happens all the time. That's the beginning to that end.
We're going up on the break. Second Call Defense. Join them. We'll be right back.
This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after defending your studio. This is Locked Close. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Now, just because I've played the ad now, I think we've had four play. Let's just move into it. Let me bring back the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense. We'll just have like an 8-minute long commercial for Second Call Defense, Tom Maloney. Trump got in there and said, I'm going to unwind all of his executive orders. And there's quite a few of them that have to do with guns. Is who in his inner circle? Do you know if anybody in his inner circle is really just absolutely just crazy pro Second Amendment?
You know, I know that Donald Trump and whoever his people were at the time had a series of meetings with the National Rifle Association. When the National Rifle Association endorses somebody, they don't take it lightly, and they endorsed him earlier than they've ever endorsed anybody before. I think there's going to be quite a few people that are like that. He's talked about national reciprocity from the beginning. He's outlined what he wants to do for firearms. He sees things the way we see things, so it'll be interesting. Boy, wouldn't it be great to have national reciprocity? Won't it be great, folks? Guess what comes back home? About a million M1s from Korea.
Yeah.
So
now, are those the carbines?
They're going to be a mix of everything. There'll be some carbines, which you can't find anymore, and then the normal M1s. But you know, the carbines are so special for officers and for airborne, and it'll be interesting how things are going to change finally. But you know, I want to thank everybody again. It was all of us who did this. It was you who didn't give up, who didn't bend, who didn't say, nah, you know, maybe we're worried from time to time, but we were confident in the outcome. And I think it'll be interesting because we have no excuses. We have the House, we have the Senate, we have the executive branch right now. We're going to have a Supreme Court. I'm hopeful now that all these openings will come and we'll have a heavy majority on the Supreme Court. So we don't have these screwy justice opinions that make you shake your head. You know, all of a sudden Obamacare is a tax and things like that. So it'd be interesting. But really, right now we're in the driver's seat, and because of that, we have a responsibility to all Americans to make sure that they realize that we as conservatives, Republicans, or pro-gun people aren't the evil beings that the progressive has made us think. And then I'm hopeful that the Hispanics and the African Americans and these people realize that, you know what, the last 20 years has been a bunch of bull crap. I see the light now, and we never lose these people because we shouldn't have in the first place. They were fed, they were constantly sold a bill of goods that was never ever going to solve the problems. They were fed a bill of goods only during election time, and then they were totally ignored. Look at what's happening to Chicago. They ignore the carnage. They ignore the black-on-black crime that shouldn't exist. If someone pays attention, if someone goes in there first with law enforcement the way it should be done, the killing will stop and it'll end. Enforce the laws that we have. I don't know what Rahm Emanuel's doing. I have no idea. And I don't know why they haven't ran him out of town yet on a mule.
They're probably against the law in Chicago, aren't they?
Yeah, probably. Mules are.
They're probably banned. You know, I'm looking at all this stuff and everything now, and let me put this out real quick, and you may find this interesting. We've got Arbalest Quarrel carries the show now, and I need to put this out, and if you want me to put you with them, think about it. You don't have to tell me right now. All of you out there that want to see national reciprocity need to email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com, bill@lockandloadradio.com, and I will pass that on because we got the thing going. This is a Lock and Load Radio, a Arbalest Quarrel, and Ammo Land thing. We're putting some stuff together, and I will pass that on to who needs it.
You're a genius because that was something that I forgot. Folks, emails, phone calls work. When we stopped the ridiculous legislation after Sandy Hook, it was you. It was your emails. It was your phone calls. You shut down the phone system in the Capitol building and shut it down in the White House. They're listening. And you know what? It's time for radio stations, for you and all your buddies, Bill, to get together and have us make phone calls. Flood the airwaves. Make sure that under no uncertain terms, they understand what we want and where we're coming from. We got off the couch. We voted in record numbers. We made sure that our voice was heard. It doesn't have to end here because you know what? All those progressives, all those congressmen that are coming up again in the next election cycle, they're shaking right now. They don't know what to do. Well, let's really make them shake.
Yeah, and I'm thinking that McConnell is thinking that he has to produce something now, or 2018 is not going to be nearly as good as 2016. So we'll see what.
He needs to produce something, period, or he just needs to go away. And in the state of Kentucky, again, the numbers of the Kentuckian. My son plays football, and my daughter goes to the same college in Kentucky. And I was down there last weekend. I'm thinking, man, what a great state to be from. There was no doubt who they voted for. It wasn't even close. I mean, they crushed the evil snake that was Hillary Clinton. They crushed her head there, and they made sure, under no uncertain terms, that nobody was mistaken who they are and where they stand and what they stand for.
Yeah, that part is, and I'm going to ask you about an analysis I looked at on that when we get back. But we're coming up on the next break. But if you're interested in sending that forward, send it to me, bill@lockandloadradio.com. I'll put that out again in the next hour as well. So I guess we're going to be trying to, I guess we'll be looking for Cruz in the Supreme Court. That would be quite an addition to this. And he's a young fella. He'll be in there for – I'll be dead before he's finished.
Yeah, it's interesting that you go from Lion Ted to Mr. Justice, but that's America.
That's politics. This is
everybody,
why
exactly. And that's the, and you know what? You had to have fun with this. If you didn't have fun with this election, you weren't going to have fun with anything. And I noticed online, you're following the chat rooms, Twitter, and things like that. The progressives, folks, they are sore losers. You would think they're just the meanest, rottenest people that I've ever seen picking on people. You'd think, I would have thought that they would have been licking their wounds for a while. They're back with a vengeance. And it's funny because if you can enjoy yourself with this campaign, this series of events, something that we never are going to see again, it truly was a revolution. Without a doubt, it was a revolution and things changed. And I'm hopeful that everybody out there that runs for public office and that is a public servant takes note.
Let me do a little selling real quick before we go to break. Second Call Defense. When you join Second Call Defense, you're getting a membership card, you're getting a list of protections and everything else, but you're getting something else that is intangible. You've got that card with that phone number. That means you're in control right after you defend yourself. You call the cops, the second call is going to your lawyer, you're going to get that attorney-client privilege. That's going to be established. You're probably not going to go to jail. You are not walking alone. Second Call Defense, secondcalldefense.org. Go join them today. We'll be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a timeless life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Alright guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Joining me again is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. With all of these things that we've got going on, let's say we did have national reciprocity, okay? What happens if I accidentally drive into New Jersey, coming out of Pennsylvania, and they go ahead and act like business as usual? How would that work? What would that be? Would they be violating some federal law at that time in that state?
Well, with national reciprocity, it all depends the way that is going to be put in place. Probably the quickest and easiest way is whatever concealed carry laws are of your state right now, they apply to anybody who crosses your borders. It doesn't matter. So you have to, obviously, it's going to be up to the patchwork of those laws. And so still, when you're carrying in New Jersey, you have to go by New Jersey laws. Now, New Jersey, they're strict laws, and for the most part, a lot of their police officers, tend to be overzealous. And I say this from the experience of speaking and getting a number of phone calls from the Fraternal Order of Police of New York City. I worked with them a few times in the past because police officers are carrying over New Jersey that are New York City cops, and they're being arrested. And we're trying to work out and figure out what in the world is going on.
So does that that federal legislation about law enforcement, that doesn't work in New Jersey either?
Well, no. You know, it you got to remember, when you have that federal law, the only rights you have in that state now are the rights that a current concealed carry holder have. You don't have the rights of a police officer that you have in your own state where you can go in government buildings and things like that, and that's where they cross the line. And for the most part, most of these agencies throughout the country, you know, give brother law enforcement a break. I mean, why in the world don't you want another police officer armed to have your back? So those are problems you got to remember. With reciprocity, you're following the rules and the laws of that state. And when you're a police officer outside your home state, you now are just another concealed carry holder in that state. And think about that. I mean, you have police officers in New Jersey arresting police officers from New York City. So can you imagine what they're going to do to us if we mistakenly don't follow the law? So you got to make sure. And that's why I've never been a Christie fan. He never shook things up. He never made any statements saying we got to get this stuff done. He begrudgingly would try to have movement on that issue, but it was something that he actually did.
What could he have done? Anything with Sweeney in the way? What did Sweeney
offer? At least you can talk about it. At least you can gin up your base. At least you can get the law-abiding citizens and educate the people is what they're missing and what can happen. And as governor, let everybody know that, you know what, we need good guys with guns, and we need to respect the good guys with guns. We have concealed carry holders now saving police officers' lives.
Yep.
And that probably happens so much more than the media will ever let us know. It probably happens all the time. That last mall shooting, they said it was an off-duty police officer who saved all lives. But you know what? He was a special police officer that probably hadn't worked as a police officer in 3 years. He was a concealed carry holder, but the media didn't want us to know that. So we have the opportunity right now with what we've done and the victory that we worked to win. And we got to remember, this didn't happen by accident. It took phone calls. It took people knocking on doors. It was a relative miracle when you think about how every facet of the media was against Donald Trump. They didn't give him a break. They attacked him constantly. But we saw through it. And we have to use that. We have to use that mandate for our own issues, get them done, and then also to do the right thing for everybody, and to show people that that we as Americans, we as conservatives, we have gun owners, wants what's best for this country. And I don't know what kind of control you have over this, but I wish someone would tell Glenn Beck to shut up.
I don't have any control over it. I think all of these guys in the media and the media and the polls, all of this stuff, and they can rationalize this all day long. Every time they don't get out there and just look in the camera and go, I was wrong, America. I'm sorry. I need to just bring you the facts on both sides and let you make your own call. Until they do that and actually start doing that, you know, they haven't learned anything. So, I don't know. Glenn Beck is an anti-gun guy. He does not believe in constitutional carry. He thinks that in an interview one time, he said, well, I don't think everybody should be allowed to have a gun because what about the crazies? You know,
yeah.
Where did he hear that from?
And it's interesting that the New York Times, in an editorial, said, you know what? We better be more balanced. There better be a separation between news reporting and editorializing.
Yeah.
And that's what became mixed. You know, the news reporter was just doing an editorial, whatever they thought. And I think maybe because the New York Times is always one breath away from bankruptcy, they probably kind of figured out that, you know what? The liberals, they don't buy the newspaper. They're not keeping us alive. You know, if you look at the success of Fox News and Breitbart, my God, Breitbart comes out of nowhere. Just because they're telling the truth and they're supporting at least what we support.
Right. Well, I mean, as far as, you know, like New York Times, Sulzberger, who's the publisher of New York Times and the owner of this chairman or whatever he is, His hands, you will not find his DNA on any steering wheels in the United States. He's probably never driven himself, but he has one of 34,000 carry permits in New York City. Anti-gun, New York Times publisher, Sulzberger, has one of those. So, you know, they're not just biased, they're hypocritical.
All right. The worst kind.
So, you know, we'll see what they come up. We'll see what they come up with. They could become the paper of record, I guess, again, if they were actually to do something right. But I'm not going to sit back and wait on them to get it together. I just want to pile on. At this particular moment, I kind of feel like we have our foot on the progressive neck.
Right.
Now we just need to start putting a little weight on it.
We need to get on our tiptoes. We need to.
I'm barbaric, aren't I? I'm just barbaric.
We need to shift all of our weight on that sort of injustice. Think about what they were leading us down the road to. And think about the way they tried to do it. I mean, if there's not election fraud, there should be investigations going on, dealing with everything from the lies that were told by the media, the voter fraud that was openly going on. It was on every day there was something. And you know what? I haven't heard a thing about Hillary Clinton. I haven't heard a thing about emails. I haven't heard a thing about the Clinton Foundation really lately. And I hope to God that someone reestablishes the rule of law and somebody enforces the law evenly. Because how can that be we as a country? We're a country of laws, folks. That's why we survive. And I've said it before, and I think you've said it. It's time to let the people that did less than Hillary out of jail.
Well, that or have one set of rules. Taking a picture. Well, you know what? We're about to run out of time. SecondCallDefense.org. Go join them. I'm a member. You be a member. I have a complete self-defense kit when I go out the door. I want you to have one as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, cure me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Joining me again is CEO and founder Sean Maloney. We talk about it sometimes, but I'm going to be the defender, and then I'm going to hand it off to you when I make that second call. Okay, just so everybody understands what's going on, and when it's not, we're not going to have a really big drawn out thing. I've been going to my car, and it's in a parking lot, and as I come around the corner, there's going to be three shadows there, and they're going to demand my keys. And they're going to brandish weapons at me. And I'm not going to have a whole lot of time to make a decision. I just know that we have disparity of force, and they are showing weapons, edged weapons. And they're about 10 feet away from me. So I'm going to take my keys, and I'm going to throw them to my left. And when they follow my keys, I'm coming up, and I'm going to cap the guy in the middle. And the other two guys are going to run away. I'm going to sit there for a minute, and I'm going to start having the shakes. I'm going to have the presence of mind to call the cops, and then as I'm having the presence of mind to call Second Call Defense, I'm going to start going into a physiological state where I'm going to be speaking really fast when the people at Second Call Defense pick up the phone. And now you can take it, please, sir.
I'm going to ask you, I'm going to know your name, because I'll have that, and I'm going to ask you, Bill, are you safe? And you're going to say yes. I'm going to say, did you call 911? Yes, it's help on the way. Do you feel comfortable with your safety? And then what we're going to start doing is we're going to say, calm down. We're going to do some tactical breathing, Bill. I want you to take a deep breath and a count of three, or a count of four, one, two, three, four. Hold it for four. and exhale for four. We're going to calm you down. And then I'm going to remind you, and I'm going to ask you what happened. I'm going to tell you, at what point in time did you feel in fear of death or serious bodily injury or harm? I'm going to remind you, because that's the only reason we use lethal force. And you're going to agree with me. You're going to tell me what's happening. I'm going to ask you what happened again. And I'm going to tell you, when the police come, I want you to speak very carefully and remind them that you were in fear of death or serious bodily injury or harm, and you were forced to use your firearm as self-defense. You'll be happy to cooperate, but not until you've had the opportunity to control yourself, to unwind, and to get back in a normal state of being. And you just want the security, and you just want to be able to speak to your attorney and let everything come and return to normal, but you'll be happy to cooperate. And then I'll ask you again what happened. And every time I ask you, more and more and more is going to come out. And that way, I know what's going on, and I can be prepared to make sure that you don't say anything more than you need to say. And I also will be on, or whatever attorney is on the phone, to say, pass the phone to the police officer. I've never not had a police officer not take a phone. And at times I probably will. And that's the way it's going to go. The first thing we're going to do is I'm going to calm you down. Then you're going to tell me what happened. And then I'm going to ask you, at what point in time were you in fear of death or serious bodily injury or harm? Because, Bill, that's the only reason we use lethal force. And you're going to tell me, when they brandished the knives and they demanded it and were moving towards me, they're only 10 feet away.
Now, one thing I need to point out to everybody, because I won't be jumping the gun. Because in my state, I don't have to take a survey to find out. Listen, guys, you're just going to take my car and not cut me? I can make a reasonable assumption. Since they are there, there's more of them than me. I've got disparity of force. They've got deadly intent. You know, there's a lot of things going on there, and I'm not that concerned with going.
No.
In the military, we call that going loud.
And exactly. And you got to remember, folks, death doesn't have to be the result. Serious bodily injury doesn't have to be the result. What you have to say to yourself is, hey, wait a minute. I am a fraction of a second away being stabbed, cut, or whatever else. They have just brought fear of death or serious bodily injury onto me. You don't have to wait to see if there's anything else to do. Even in a duty retreat state at this point in time, you can't safely retreat anywhere. And you're in the right. And have the confidence to know that, but also get on our website. I encourage people to get on our website right now. Tomorrow, Rob Morris is going to have a new article published on our website, and it's going to be about the concealed carry holder that takes the class and puts his gun away and doesn't touch it again, because that's always my biggest concern.
Yeah.
And so when things like this happen, Bill's going to call. We're going to calm down whoever's on the other end of the line. You're going to tell me what happened so I have an understanding. And we're going to talk a little bit. And then we're going to talk about it a little bit more because, trust me, 99.9% of the time, we got about 25 to 45 minutes to have a nice conversation before the police arrive. Believe it or not, folks, every time that I've taken a phone call, two or three dozen times now, whether it's been brandishing, whether it's been the gentleman in Philadelphia who discharged his firearm, no matter what it's been nearly an hour. The Mississippi guy who was forced to shoot someone in his backyard, nearly an hour before the police get there. So we're going to calm you down. We're going to try to get you in control of as much of your faculties as we possibly can. And we're going to make sure you're prepared to say the right thing or nothing at all and make the officer understand you'll be happy to cooperate. There's the bad guy. There's the evidence. There's witnesses. Until I've had a chance to gather my thoughts and speak to an attorney, I really don't have anything else to say. Because, folks, there's nothing that you have to say right now that can't be said 4, 5, 6, 7 days later.
Yeah, he's probably not going to be getting any better with age, so that's not something to be concerned about if you're set and ready to go. So, one thing I'm trying to impress upon everybody is when you shoot somebody, you're not going to be sitting back, popping out a lucky strike without a filter and striking the match on your stubble going, well, that's another toe tagged. Take him and put him on the slab, boys. All right, Tubbs getting the Testarossa.
I can pretty much guarantee you, folks, that you've urinated yourself, at the very least.
Yeah.
That the adrenaline in your body and flowing in your system, the tunnel vision, the norepinephrine in your system doesn't give you the ability to think rationally or quickly and even really know what's happened. It takes days, sometimes weeks, for the memories of what just happened to come back, and sometimes they never do. So for you to say, no matter who we are, you know, I've talked to friends of mine that are in the military. Bill, you have military experience. You can explain this better than I can of what happens. I've never been put in that position. I've been close to that position, but I've never had to make the ultimate decision. And your life is going to change forever, and you're not going to be Mr. Cool as a cucumber, ready to answer all the questions and ready to take control of the situation. Because you know what else I can promise you? Even though you may think that you should be on a pedestal someplace and everybody should be clapping and thanking you for doing the right thing, it's not going to happen. Not immediately.
Opposite
is going to happen.
You're going to set a personal best on projectile vomiting too. I mean, as far as distance and aim, oh gosh, you're going to be proud of yourself when that first happens. So don't be talking to anybody when that happens. But I can tell you, I mean, that's just a fact. And, bear that in mind. And one of the ways to mitigate that is to have somebody like an attorney from Second Call Defense that has been down this pathway, that has dealt with people just like you more than once, have them taking over this part of it, because you've now entered a realm that you have no idea what you're going to be going through. I have been processed for involuntary manslaughter when I was 15 years old. I didn't know it at the time. And I didn't have an attorney either. And I was there and I just wanted to get all of this off of my chest.
And so, you have no idea what you're going to say. Nobody does because of the norepinephrine, the adrenaline, the tunnel vision, the loss of perception of time and space. It's the last thing you should be saying anything ever. And so it's important to remember that. And I encourage everybody again, get on the website as soon as you're done listening to the show at the end of the night and take a look at the articles. That's how we learn. How do we train and how do we practice lethal force? We read about it. We think about it. We put ourselves in that situation. How do we get prepared to defend ourselves criminally?
Yeah.
We read.
We're running out of time, too. Do what he says. Go join them. SecondCallDefense.org. We'll be doing this again soon. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Third hour coming up. We'll be right back. Out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food storage.